With Cesar Cedeno, July 21, 1990, at Cincinnati, in connection with the Equitable Old Timers game.
Cesar, your Major League career started in 1970 with Houston, and you stayed there for a number of years.
12 years to be exact.
What?
12 years to be exact.
And then you came to Cincinnati?
No, Cincinnati for 4 years. The month of September 1985, so I was traded to St. Louis. And I was able to play 1985's World Series. I was very privileged to achieve that feat. There's the many guys that played for the amount of years that I have never really did get that opportunity, but I was able to. I'm very thankful for it.
Not only that, but you had a very good career personally. Then up before then, when you played with Pittsburgh, Houston, you represented the Houston team in the All-Star game four times, and had a batting average of .333. So you did well in all your extra games.
I always thought that I was a good hitter. And many times you got together with a lot of guys in the All-Star game, that you know, they were stars, right? They usually bring the best out of you, so I was able to. I had some good success.
The other thing in your career that was unusual was that you hit the cycle not once but twice, and very, very few people you do that the first time, and that's very unusual.
Unusual indeed. I was just lucky. Just lucky that, you know, that I was able to do it not only once but twice. You know, this is, like you say, it's just very difficult to do, especially getting that triple. There's a lot of guys, like you say yourself, are really can probably hit three home runs in a game or four home runs, and achieving this fist for hitting for the cycles is really difficult, and you have to be extremely lucky to be able to accomplish it.
Well, hitting the triple is generally the hard one. But you had a career that it went over 2,000 games, and had a batting average of .285. Tell me about your home run total.
That's the only part I'm not happy with, because I only hit 199, and I really didn't want to get that 200. But due to injuries, I did miss a lot of games. I probably should have hit more. I really did have the ability, and I was able to. I was really good to, as far as the ability to hit for power and also hit for average. So that's probably the only disappointing part. I really did want to have at least a couple of 100 home runs to go with. I believe I got over 550 stolen bases, so I would have been happy. But it's, my career as a player is over, is done with, and I'm really happy with what I have achieved.
That's some good statistics. Anybody that plays over 2,000 games and over 2,000 hits and a batting average of .285. Tell me about the development of baseball in the Dominican Republic. You were one of the early players from the Dominican to play. And I understand that they're going in for more development down there.
Well, one of the reasons why you're seeing the high number of Latin players in the Major League right now is because they have come out, they have developed a program in which every ball club has an academy out there, which is a set up program for younger guys from the age probably 14 to 17, and they recruit these kids and they get them ready. They keep them there for probably a year, 2 or 3 years, until they're ready to come to the United States. And by the time they get here, they're ready to compete on A ball or double A level. I think this is one of the reasons why you've seen that the number of Latin players moving up the way it has been.
Now, just this past winter, you got into something different than in the wintertime playing ball. And the what do they call that league? The
Professional Senior League.
And you played the first year, and you're looking forward to playing again this next year.
It's going to start in October again. It's been planning. I'm definitely looking forward to play. I still like, you know, to compete, even though probably I'm not able to compete at the Major League level right now due to some of the injuries that I had in my legs. But it's just the right kind of speed. You know, everybody's at average speed, and everybody's over 35, so I still like to compete and play the game, and definitely looking forward to a back run.
Well, besides that, then you got a full-time affiliation with the Houston Astros.
Indeed, I'm a hitting instructor with the fullback is actually hitting. I'm a coach within in the minor league system. So I deal with first year player draft. Just sign out of high school, just sign out of college. Mentally, first year player, who is just there to try to help them develop their skills and learn about as much as they can about the game. Something that they really needed, and something that should stick with them through their career for as long as it lasts.
Well, you look like it's going to be in good trim. You look like you could go out and play a season right now. Would you, what would you say about being a DH?
Don't let the look fool you. Don't let the look fool you. My knees, I couldn't even run from here to that elevator. So, no, definitely not. DH, definitely not interested. I know that I'm still, I'm only 39, I'm still capable of major league fishing, but I'm not definitely not interested in playing as far as playing the DH. As I say, I'm real happy with this new league that is just smart, and I feel very comfortable playing out there.
Okay, well, you were a good all-around player, and appreciate the time spent with me, Cecil. Thank you very kindly.
Yes, sir. Thank you.